Hi guys. Welcome back to my podcast. So, as usual, I'm Haley Jean, but today is something different. It's been a while since I recorded that last episode. I think it's been about a year. So we're gonna just touch base with like songs and everything that I've been listening to recently because my playlist is kind of long and strenuous right now. So we're just gonna hit up my it's songs for when you want to be happy playlist because I feel like that's a pretty basic one to start with and that's an easy one. As always, this playlist will be linked in my Instagram bio, which is Hail Bales. If you'd like to go check that out, that will be in the description below. Thank you, and let's get on to it. All right, so the first song that we do have is called Nothing's Even Wrong by Charlotte Sands. This song my mom sent it to me on a random evening, and I very like it. I really like it because I feel like it resonates with me as a person. I'm not gonna play. Well, I guess I don't have a lot of songs on this playlist. I can play them all. This playlist is gonna be kind of long. I apologize for that in advance, but it will be a little bit longer just because I'm trying to figure out this whole process, trying to figure out my new software, everything like that. So just bear with me here. So the first song that you are going to hear is Nothing's Even Wrong by Charlotte Sands. I think I'm allowed to play like 30 seconds without it being copyrighted, so we're gonna do that. Right, so that is that. I mean, it's a really good song, because it's about like overthinking and when you feel like the person that you love doesn't love you or you're just like in your head way too much, the song is very, very good. One of those long lines in the song is, I can make a good thing seem so bad, which is really my whole entire life, so I really like that she wrote that song. The next one we have is Ribs by Lorde. I don't know. People have different opinions on Lorde, but I really like her music. I mean, Melodrama was a bop. Pure Heroine was a bop. Everything she has come out with thus far has been a bop, and that's just my opinion. So let's move on to that. I'm not gonna play it, but if you guys do want to go listen to it, go ahead. The next one we do have is Dark Paradise, Lana Del Rey. Lana Del Rey is my mom. She is my spirit animal. She is my love. So just go check her out. You obviously know who Lana Del Rey is. If you don't, then, it's fine. It's off of the her Born to Die album. So, yeah, go listen to that. I'm trying to make this not super long, but it's gonna be that. So the next one we have is 1-2-Step by Ciara. This song is a classic for many reasons. It paved the way for a lot of music in that time. It's not even that old, but I feel the need to mention that because Ciara was a really big figure in the 2000s and late 90s. So, yeah, that's really important. It's a very catchy song, so also featuring Missy Elliott. The next song off this album is called New Americana by Halsey, and my Halsey phase has kind of gone down, but I really like this song. It gives me gonna take over the world vibes, I don't know, destroy kind of thing. It like just pumps me up. The next one we got is Polygraph Eyes, which does not really seem like a song that would make you happy, but Youngblood is a very good artist and it's off of the acoustic album, so it is just very well written and very well done, so I really like it. The next one we have is Not Afraid by Eminem, which is a classic. If you're listening for pumped up music, because that shit hits different. I've been a fan of Eminem since I was a little kid, so Eminem, anything really pumps me up. The next one is Bloody Valentine, and I will just group in together Forget Me Too, which is off of his what is it called? Tickets to My Downfall album. Thank you. So it is a very, very good album. I mean, I think for MGK, it's a big leap out there. He really went with the more punk rock aspect instead of the rap, which I don't mind. I really like the rap for him. I feel like that's a good genre, but if he wants to try new things, he wants to try new things. So we're gonna just let him do that. I really like those two songs. I'm not 100% on the whole album yet, but I am trying and I'm listening to it. So wait for an update on that. So Young, Dumb, and Broke by Khalid. This is a classic. Any time of the year, any time of the day I could listen to this song, it comes on, I just feel automatically better. I don't know what it is about his voice, but I just like it. I mean, I think it's really groovy and it really gets me in the spirit to do stuff. I don't know. Next one is Moral of the Story by Ash. Now, like I said, these are songs that make me happy. They don't have to make you happy. They don't have to make Mr. Johnson happy, but they make me happy, and I think it's because Ash really came out with this song and, like, with a bang, and she really made a name for herself, and especially with Niall Horan, who just jumped on a remix, or not a remix, but a feature with this song. I think it's really good, and it's really good for her because I love her as a person. And I don't know her, but I have been following Ash for a long time, so it's good to see her come out. Next song is Peace Sign by The Front Bottoms. Actually, funny story about this, which I'll try not to put too many stories in here because I don't want it to be too long just because it's an intro episode and I don't want you guys to get bored of me. But my roommate actually introduced me to The Front Bottoms, which I will never, like, forgive her for getting me obsessed, but she did. So if you're looking for any good songs to start you out, I would say West Virginia and Peace Sign. Peace Sign is a very good song. It is everything you need in a song right now, and I will just leave it at that and have you guys go listen to it. So the next song is Why'd You Only Call Me When You're High by the Arctic Monkeys, which is a very good song because it just is soothing, I think, and like it's that perfect mix of like gets you pumped up, but you know, still at the same time kind of mellow. The next one is Cigarette Daydreams by Cage the Elephant, and I know what you're thinking right now, but I really like that song because it gives me good vibes. I don't know if you've all ever listened to a song, probably, that just reminds you of better times and, like, times you want to be in, and unfortunately, we're not in times right now that are the most soothing, and Cigarette Daydreams really just brings me back to a time that I, like, want to be at, so, next, we got Untitled by Eminem. If you have not heard this song, it is off of the Recovery album. It is such a good song. Please go listen to it. Like, please, because I swear you will not regret it. It's such a good song, and it's so unheard of. My roommate has been a fan of Eminem, and so is her boyfriend, and she's never heard the song. So just go and, like, experience the song, because I trust me, you're going to love it. The next last two songs I have on here are The Gunner and Let You Go by MGK, which is more of his rap side because it's off the album Bloom, which, you know, is a good album all around. I really like all the songs on it. It just gives me typical MGK vibes, which I really like. So, I mean, it's up to you if you like MGK or not. I choose to be a fan of MGK and Eminem because I feel like that is possible. So it is totally up to you what you prefer. And with that, that is my whole playlist. Obviously, it is not a ton, but I am working on filling it up. I have a relatively small playlist right now because I redid my playlist recently, and they are very cute, but I think I'm going to do them again just because I changed my whole home screen again because of the iOS 14 thing, and I want to match my playlist to it, which is for absolutely no reason. You don't have to do that, but just, like, I like it to look aesthetically pleasing to me. So, yeah. That is about it. I hope you guys enjoyed this and will subscribe. I don't know what this is going to be yet. I don't know what this is going to entitle yet, but I wanted to just get this episode out there so you guys know that I'm working on something and going to attempt to make this something great. All right, well, I love you guys, and I thank you very much for listening. I hope you had a great time today on today's episode, and I will see you guys next time. Bye!